Thank you very much. Can you hear the dulcimer all right? The dulcimer? This one right here. A zither? Zither is played with your fingers. A dulcimer is played with hammers. This is a hammer dulcimer, the predecessor of the modern-day piano. That was a bouzouki. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a santuri, which is Greek for hammer dulcimer.
That's not a joke. That's what it is.
Can you hear this mic at all?
Is this one? Is this
testing.
One? There you go.
He found his voice.
All right, we're going to do a medley of two tunes. First one's called Whiskey Before Breakfast. Or whiskey after dinner, like some folks here probably thinking about. And then one that's been done not one, not twice, but three times so far at this very Florida Folk Festival. And we want to do our version of it, and since it's become one of our favorites, since we've been here anyway, this is called The Red-Haired Boy, or as sung, The Little Beggar Man. Two whiskeys and then run into it. Thank you. bigger men are bigger. I'm pinned for three score or more. I've been sitting on the green. I beg from Celebi down to Segu, and I'm known by the name of old Johnny Dew. Of all the trades are going, and chebegging is the best. When a bigger man's tired, he can sit down and rest. He can beg for his supper. He got nothing else to do. He can cut around the corner with his old rigadoo. In a barn way down in Kanagar, I slept all the night from the night to the morn. The holes in the roof and the rain leaking through, and the cats and the rats, they were playing peek-a-boo. She began to frighten, and I said, boo, and don't be afraid, ma'am, it's only Johnny Dew. Pack on me back off down the road with a great heavy sack of holes in my shoes with the toes leaking through, and it's good a marika doodle and a old jolly do. I must be going to bed now, it's getting late at night when the fire's all raked and out goes the light. And I've heard the story of me old rigadoo. It's good night, coffee with you from old Johnny Doo. Let me introduce the members of this group. Shelly Drowns on Penny Whistle from Safety Harbor, Florida.
Temperance Grip.
And next to her, a very talented LJ Slavin from Miami.
Yeah. I can't believe I did it again.
I've been calling him John all weekend, but his real name is John, and indeed, John Chambers from Fort Lauderdale. I think he's from Fort Lauderdale or West Palm Beach.
I claim from Seattle.
And this guy is really incredible. It's one of the things about White Springs is you meet people that you got it. We met him a couple of days ago, and we're happy to have him joining us tonight. He plays fiddle, penny whistle, three or four other things I probably don't know about, kazoo, and this gadget, which is called a push-button accordion. Or is it just called a plain old accordion?
I just call it an accordion.
Oh, I'll call it an accordion, too. We'll do one now in keeping with our general theme of booze tonight. We play whiskey before breakfast, and now we're going to do temperance reel, just kind of even things up. You want to start it, LJ? Check that mic, see if you can hear the dulcimer. That sound all right?
Yeah. Good. Is this cool?
slow Irish air for you now. This is called Shebeg Shemore. I'll still hear the dulcimer okay? Okay, good. I'm paranoid about things like this. Forgive me. We'll do an Irish jig for you then called Trip to Sligo. Sligo is the name of one of the counties of Ireland and the name of one of the principal cities of that county, and it's also the name of a popular style of fiddle playing. One. Go ahead, I'll fake it.
Come on, it's only got two chords.
Why is it tonight be any different?
Thank you very much. We kind of lost track of the time, so we'll get off real quick, make room for the next group. Thank you.
We'll get carried away. You ought not to talk this close.
Thank you.
Wasn't that great? Thank you so much. Well, as the show, there's just dozens of goodies on this program, I declare. It's marvelous. I'm so glad I'm a part of it. I have a distasteful announcement to make, a request. You know, the program says plainly, no dogs, drugs, or alcoholic beverages. Well, now, I'm not getting after you, but I haven't smelled or seen any of the latter two. But somebody with a red pickup truck has parked it back here behind the stage and have a poor old dog tied to it, and the dog is disturbing us. Now, please, that's a terrible thing to do to the dog. So please go take him away, do something about him so he won't suffer. And I wish all of you would learn not to bring your dog. You are welcome, but your dog is not. Now, right on the heels of that are two beautiful people, Martha and Lawrence Older, who have retired from upstate New York and come down to live with us at Lake Hamilton, and that's a wonderful thing because they bring with them several generations of traditional music. Let's welcome Martha and Larry Older from Lake Hamilton.
Get these contraptions about right. You want to get that mic near you? Cool. I'm going to sing three songs. They're all quite long, and that'll give us time enough. The first two are love songs. One comes from southern England. The other is second from Ireland. And the third one is a beautiful lullaby. As far as I know, it was written by that great Greek composer Anonymous. I'll sing the first one without any guitar. That's one of the way we usually used to sing a song. Anyway, it's called Pleasant and Delightful. It was pleasant and delightful on a midsummer's morn, when the green fields and the meadows were buried in corn. The blackbirds and the thrushes sang on every green tree, and the larks, they sang melodious at the dawning of the day. Now, the last two lines of every verse is a chorus coming up, and I'd like to have you try to pick it up, any of you good singers. And the larks, they sang melodious. And the larks, they sang melodious. And the larks, they sang melodious at the dawning of the day. A sailor and his true love were out walking one day. Said the sailor to his true love, I am bound far away. I am bound for the East Indies where the loud cannons roar. And I'm going to leave my Nancy. She's the girl that I adore. And I'm going to leave my Nancy. And I'm going to leave my Nancy. And I'm going to leave my Nancy. She's the girl that I adore. Said the sailor to his true love, well, I must be on my way. I've a big ship, and she's waiting, and her anchors are weighed. Her topsails, they are hoisted for the next flowing tide. And if ever I return again, I will make you my bride. Try it. And if ever I return again, and if ever I return again, and if ever I return again, I will make you my bride. Then a ring from off his finger, her finger, she instantly drew, saying, take this, dearest William, and me heart will go too. And as he stood embracing her, tears from her eyes fell, saying, may I go along with you. Oh, no, me love, farewell. Saying, may I go along with you. Saying, may I go along with you. Saying, may I go along with you. Oh, know me, love, farewell. Thank you. You helped me. Ross. This is, If I Was a Blackbird, and I said it was an Irish song. And if I was a blackbird, I'd whistle and sing, and I'd follow the ship that my true love sails in. And on the top riggings, I'd there build my nest, and I'd pillow my head on his lily white breast. That was the chorus. See, and I try to pick up next time with us. I am a young maiden, my story is sad. For once I was courted by a brave sailor lad. He courted me strongly by night and by day, but now he hath left me and is gone far away. If I was a blackbird, I'd whistle and sing, and I'd follow the ship that my true love sails in. And on the top riggings, I'd there build my nest, and I'd pillow my head on his lily white breast. He promised to take me to Donnybrook Fair, to buy me red ribbons to bind up my hair. And when he returned from the ocean so wide, he would take me and make me his own blushing bride. If I was a blackbird, I'd whistle and sing, and I'd follow the ship that my true love sails in. And on the top riggings, I'd there build my nest, and I'd pillow my head on his lily white breast. His parents don't like me and will not agree that I and my sailor boy wedded should be. But when he returns, I will greet him with joy and take to my bosom my dear sailor boy. If I was a blackbird, I'd whistle and sing, And I follow the ship that my true love sails in. And on the top rigging side there build my nest. And I pillow my head on his lily white breast.
Isn't that pretty?
Yeah.
I forgot what key I picked out. This is going to be our last one, and it's called Zoom, 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 and it's a lullaby. Zoom. And the chorus goes, Zoom, Zoom, cuddle and croon. Out by the wrinkling sea, the moon man casts his silvery net, fashioned from moonbeam tree. And some folks say, when the net lies long, midnight hour is right. The moon man casts for some old tune that fell from a sailor's pipe.
Now this is the chorus.
And the waves roll out, and the waves roll in. The naughty night wind blows. But why the moon man fishes the sea, only the moon man knows. Zoom, zoom, cuddle and croon, out by the wrinkling sea. The moon man casts his silvery net, fashioned from moonbeam tree. And some folks say, when the mud lies long, no one else is there. The moon man casts for a silver comb that fell from a mermaid's hair. Waves roll out, and the waves roll in. The naughty night wind blows. But why the moon man fishes the sea, only the moon man knows. Zoom, zoom, cuddle and croon. Out by the wrinkling sea, the moon man casts his silvery net, fashioned from moonbeam tree. And some folks say, when the net lies long, and no one else is nigh, the moon man casts for a silver sky that fell from a velvet sky.